41.
So that's not bad.
Yeah. We're right on time.
All right, Chevra. So I was thinking about it this week as I was preparing the shiur. Okay, maybe it was last night. And Baruch Hashem, this will be the third. We're going to give now the third shiur of Elul already. We gave a shiur already as a chana for Elul before we began Elul. And this is the second Thursday night of Elul. And you could ask, you know, already, maybe Chveznish, we should talk about there's a plenty of tremendous chizik and tremendous things to talk about in the parasha. And we already had two shiurim completely dedicated to Elul. So why are we going to have another shiur in Elul? It's like, enough already. Okay, we know it's Elul. We hear the shofar blow every morning. We say, L'davar Hashem Ayrev Ishi. Some of us by Mincha, some of us by Ma'ariv. You talk to the people who say by Ma'ariv? No. Okay, sure. First of all, Baruch Hashem, we have the 5-minute vart, so we'll get to the parasha eventually. But the MS is, I was thinking about it, as much as we say Elul, 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 how many of us really feel Elul? How many of us are really connecting to Elul? How many of us are living different days every day of this month than we live the rest of the year? It's true, we began yeshiva, so maybe that, you feel. But why is it that's the conducive environment? Are we really putting in more amelus, more effort? Are we really connecting to Elul the way we should be? I feel like it's not enough. We have to talk more about Elul and mechazik ourselves in Elul. There is a story here in the Baruch Chaim of Melech Biderman. The Rebbe of Melech, the Noam Elimelech. So he had, and it was by many rabbis like this, until today it's like this, where Elul, he really didn't, he wasn't makabel people during Elul. Unless it was a big sakonis nefashos, it was a big emergency. A lot of big tzaddikim like that. Because he wanted to grab on and to utilize Elul and to daven and to learn, and he felt it was important. Unless he had a very important pikuach nefesh, the kind of nefashos. So there's one chassid who lived far away, and his son was mamish very, very, very sick. And they went to all different doctors, and they were working on it. And eventually, at the point, the mamish didn't know, the doctors were starting to be misyayish. He said, you know, this is sakonis nefashos, pikuach nefesh, I have to go to the Rebbe. I have to go to the Naim HaLamelech for a bracha. This is what the times are meant, that he'd be makabel someone. And they start journeying to the Naim HaLamelech in Lajansk. And on their way, at one point, on the side of the road, there was a poor individual, an impoverished Jew. And the son, who was so sick, saw him, but the son, even in his state of sickness, had a sense of rachman, where B'nai He had rachmim, had mercy, and he asked his father, does he have any money that he could give this honey? And his father gave him one gold coin. And he gave the gold coin to this honey, to this poor person. And they continued to journey on. And after that, slowly, on the journey already, out of nowhere, this honey starts to feel a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. By the time they get to Lajansk, he mamish felt completely better, like he was cured, like he had nothing wrong with him. He couldn't believe it, miraculously. From the time that he gave that tzedakah. The koyach of giving, the koyach of the tzedakah, which you'll see we're going to talk more about tonight. But then they finally get there, and even though he was better, this gvir, he felt himself, they traveled so far. How could he not see the Rebbe? To see the Rebbe go in, get a bracha, before the heligah Yom Noirayim, Nar Shoshana, Yom Kippurim. So he goes and they get there and the Gaboyim are there and he says, can I go see the Rebbe? They say, it's Elul. He says, you have a sakone, because he says, I journeyed here, I had, but Lamais and Baruch Hashem, somehow miraculous, my son's doing better. Oh. So, but this man was very stubborn and he wouldn't take no for an answer. He pushed his way in. He said, finally, okay, they let him. Sometimes you have azas de kedusha, and you get your way into such situations. I'm Avin Yavin, we've all had situations like this. So Bez Hashem. So he gets in, and he wanted to give pidyon. He wanted to give pidyon You know, pigeon, when you give the tzaddik a little bit tzedakah, a little bit money, to be paid to yourself, and you should give through that bracha. And he hands the Naaman HaMelech 12 gold coins. The Naaman HaMelech looks up and he looks at him, he says, to Melech you give 12 gold coins, and to Eliyahu HaNavi you only give one? The Naaman HaMelech says back, imagine, to Melech you only give 12, to Eliyahu HaNavi you only give one. And then whatever happened, happened. By the end, they spent a few minutes, it was what it was. So Yisrael Avram, the nephew of the Naaman HaMelech, the son of the Heiliger of Zusha, he says, why did Rabban Shalom do it like this? Naaman HaMelech could have given bracha and healed the kid. See, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent Eliyahu HaNavi down to heal this kid, to try to save the Naaman HaMelech from spending any time from it during his elul when he should be in Svarim and in his tefillas. This is what the son of Rav Zusha said. Ended up, he was so stubborn, it didn't happen. But Lameisa, the chashivas of elul, the importance of elul, making the most of every moment of elul. Are we making the most of every moment of elul? You know, there are so many different psukim that allude to elul. The most famous, Ani Ladodi V'Dodi Li, we're not going to talk about that one tonight. But there's so many others. B'nei Sasra brings down a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. When David HaMelech is the king, and him and Shaul, and we know everything going on between the two of them, and David HaMelech's close friend, Yehoinason, he comes to me, he says in Shmuel Aleph, Perach of Gimel, Pasuk Yedzayin, Ve'anoichi ehaya l'cha l'mishneh. Ve'anoichi ehaya l'cha l'mishneh, oisiyos alas lamed bav lamed. Not exactly how to say it there, but, right, El. That's the name of Sosko bringing down. There's allusion to El, a remez to El. What's it mean? It's Yehoinason coming to Melech says, I will be to you second. I'll be underneath you. I'm going to stand by your side as the Melech. What's going on? What's the remez? What's the allusion? What's the allusion to Elul of the Anoichi Eya L'chol Mishnah? That Yehoinason says to David HaMelech, the Anoichi Eya L'chol Mishnah, I'll be to you a second. What's the allusion to Elul? So I saw a Torah, I actually saw it in a Sefer of Shmuel Brazil. What's the name of the Sefer on Elul? He has a Sefer on Elul, Bisharim HaMoadim, I think, something like that. The Sefer came out with 20 years ago about. It's a Sefer on Elul, very beautiful Torahs. And he brings down from the Heiliger Beis HaLevi, in the Shutim, in Drasha Yud. The Beis HaLevi says something unbelievable, and you have to listen to this and understand Yimei Elul. Yimei Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. And through that we can understand this pasuk as an allusion. He says like this, Chevra. What was miyaseid? What laid the foundation for these days being our days of the year to be days of tshuva, days of tikkun? What laid the foundation? Why are these the days of tshuva? Why are these the days of Yemei Hadin? Why these days, Chevra? Why? Because in the time of the Bnei Yisrael, when we're in the Midbar, these were the days of the tshuva from what? From Chet Egel. As we sinned by Chet Egel, Shivat Batamas, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when did he go back up to get Lucha Shnios, Rosh Chodesh Elul, coming down 40 days later on Yom HaKippurim? These days are primarily days of Slicha Mechila from Chet Egel, and throughout our history, therefore, they were set aside as days of Slicha and Mechila. From Chet Egel and from all of our sins. So let's try to understand Chet Egel for a minute. Listen to what the Beis HaLevi says, Chevra. Listen to what the Beis HaLevi says. What was Chet Egel? And therefore, if we understand Chet Egel, if we understand what tshuva needs to be done, which was set aside for all of history during this time of the year specifically. Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai and said, Nasa v'nishma. We will do and we will listen. Now all of the Mefarshim, not all, but many Mefarshim ask, why did they say Nas? Why did we say Nas of Inishma? We should have said Esav Eshma. Each Jew should say, I will do. What we will do? Why am I saying we will do? I will do. and I will listen. I always thought the answer was as follows. I always thought the answer was because without the achdus of Klal Yisrael, it's impossible to say, I will commit to keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. Because there's no Jew that could keep Kol HaTorah Kula. Because there are mitzvos that are only for certain individuals. I'm a Kohen. I have particular mitzvahs that pertain to me. Levim have particular mitzvahs that pertain to them. Men have particular mitzvahs that pertain to them. And women have particular mitzvahs that pertain to them. No one in this room is going to ever be keeping Sheva Nekiyim by Anida. It's not for us. It's for the Vayibaluch. And there are mitzvahs that are only for us. And there are mitzvahs that are only for a melech. And there are mitzvahs that are circumstantial. Be'ezus Hashem is baruch. Nobody in this room should ever mekayim the mitzvah of Gerishin. Be'ezus Hashem, you shouldn't be zoicha to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. Here? You shouldn't be zoicha to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. Nobody in this room should be zoicha to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. Chas v'shol. To be mekayim mitzvahs Gerishin. I mean, I was once, not once, unfortunately, many times involved at some level. I was once at a get that was given to someone I was very close to, and he wanted me to be there and to help. And not who you're thinking about. Relax yourself. One of my talmidim that I'm very close to. So I was once there. I once helped, but I. Bez Hashem, I'll never. Bez Hashem, I give the bracha to myself. I'll never be zoichet to such a mekayim gerushin. Only Klal Yisrael as a whole, men, women, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Klal Yisrael as a whole could say together, Nasa v'nishma. We will commit to keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the way I always understood this pshat. But the Beis HaLevi says a little differently, although it's along similar lines in a certain sense. He says, you know what was happening in a similar connection to the concept of Achdus, but in a whole very different way. He says, you know why we said Nasa v'nishma, not Esa v'eshma? Why we said we will keep and we will do, not just I will. Listen, this is Meirdik. When we were Makabal Torah, this is what the Beis HaLevi did. We weren't just Makabal Torah, we didn't just accept Torah on a personal level. But I said, we accepted Torah on behalf of ourselves and behalf of Gantz Klal Yisrael. Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazeh. We committed to watching my own Avodas Hashem, but watching the back of my friend as well. That I'm going to try my best. When I said Nasa v'nishma, I'm going to try my best personally to keep a Kol HaTorah Kula, but I'm also, to the best of my ability, machazik all my chevra as well, and my family as well. And I'm going to do whatever I can that Gantz Klal Yisrael is going to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. This is what the Beis HaLevi says. Therefore we said Nasa, we will together. I'll watch you, you'll watch me. We're going to do this as a team. Mom is tremendous. Which means each and every one of us has an achrayus to each other, not just to ourselves. That itself, we could go on and just talk about that for a long time. Taka was talking to a Talmud the other day who was battling and having difficulty. I'm not going to say how old and when, so, but otherwise we wouldn't be able to put this up, you know. Lameisa was talking to a Talmud the other day who was having a problem with substance abuse, unfortunately, lo aleinu. And he was telling me a certain sipur, a certain story about him and a couple friends and trouble that they got into one night because of this. Baruch Hashem, nothing too difficult and nothing too tragic, but could have been. And he was telling me how he took a lot of chizik from it, Baruch Hashem, and since then he hasn't done anything, and he's hoping that it will be the chizik, and we spoke for a long time, I gave him chizik and different things. But I told him, you know, it should be you. I asked him, what about his friends? Did they take similar chizik? He says, yeah, for sure. He says, mate, I should try to keep this chizik together. Build off each other. Watch each other. Protect each other. You should be in this as a team. And you can add an extra hatzlacha to your desires to be matzliach. Because you're watching each other, not just in it for yourself, you're in it for each other. That's what we did by Nasa v'nishma. I'm in Torah and Yiddishkeit, not just for myself, but for others as well. Big Yisoid. So Beis HaLevi says, what happened Chet HaEgel? You know what's so terrible by Chet HaEgel? So he says, Chet HaEgel, as many explain, wasn't real Avodah Zarah. As there are many proofs, our lev wasn't into it, we didn't really want to serve some other god. There was no kavana in such a to do in such a way. And avodah zarah without any kavana, without a desire to serve other gods, not really avodah zarah. The Beis Halevi says, as we know, behalacha. What was the problem by if you look in Parshas Kisisa, by the Chet Egel, we said Eila Elohecha. This is your God. We said it to each other. This is your God. In other words, what? We pushed it on each other. We did pum fakert. Instead of like the Asav and Ishmael looking out for the good of each other, not only are we dancing around, they go, Eila Elohecha, here's your God. We're pointing to each other. Go, enjoy. It's yours. So what the Beis Halevi says, we completely had a corrosion of the initial Kabbalah of Nasav and Ishma. That was Chet Egel. We took our acceptance to watch over our brother and our sister and we threw it in the garbage. We took Nasav and Ishma and turned the S, I'll do it, I'm not worried about anybody else. So if that's the case, and if these days are primarily set aside as days of tshuva and kapar and tzlicha from Chet Egel, where should be our focus, Chevra? What should be our focus during these Yemei Tshuva? It should be in caring for others and being there for others, specifically perhaps in the Yiddishkeit of others, and in Makari of others, but in always showing that I'm Mishubud and I have Arvus and I care about my fellow friend, my fellow family member. And therefore tonight, with this understanding, we will complete the trilogy. If you paid attention, and I don't know if anyone is, but as I said before, this is the third week of third Elul Shir. In the first Shir, we spoke about Torah, the Koyach of Torah in Tshuva. In the second Shir, we spoke about Tefillah. And tonight, we understand the Gmilas Chesed. Al Shlosha Dvarim Al Olam Omed, Al Olam Omed, Al Torah, Al Avodah, Al Gmilas Chasadim. Usheshuva, which we said 2 weeks ago, Torah is the greatest form of tshuva, of changing oneself. Usheshuva, usefila, utadaka, which is the mamish paradigm and the symbolism of all Gemilas Chesed. Usheshuva, usefila, utadaka, ma'avir and esroa gzera. We need all three. And therefore, and that's what the Beis Halevi is telling us. The Beis Halevi is telling us we have to care about each other, we have to be there for each other. Care about each other's ruchnias, care about each other's gashmias. And therefore we understand now the allusion by the Bnei Yisachar that Yohanan says to David HaMelech, his close friend, V'anochi eilecha l'mishnah, I'll be to you second. In fact, he totally respects his friends being higher than him, but I'm going to be by your side. And those are Rashi Tevos Elul, because that's what Elul is all about. To try to be by each other's side. To care about another person in a beautiful way. In fact, we could even say that's one of the deeper reasons of why we blow shofar. We blow shofar throughout all of Elul, obviously to wake us up. Rav Sadia Gaon has 10 different reasons we blow shofar, right? Is this one of them? What about that? I don't remember. Could be it's one of them. So Rav Brazil, Rav Shmuel Brazil brings down that in Parshas Ba'aloyscha, in Parak Yud Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'taku behen v'no'adu elecha kol ha'eda pesach ha'amoid. We would blow the trumpets, and all the people would know it's time to gather together. The blowing, perhaps, is to bring us and b'miyachid us, to bring us back together into a state of achdus. As in a certain sense, when we're together as one, we're going to reach a level of Kedusha. We're going to reach a level of Kedusha Shein Kamo like we're looking for. As we know by Har Sinai, we reached a level like Adam Rishon Koidem L'Chet, before Chet Egel, I'm talking. What was that in Har Sinai? Ve'yachanu, ve'yichen Yisrael neged har ki'ish echad b'lev echad. Because we reached this level of Achdus. I saw brought down B'derech Drush in the Aseret HaDibros after Anoich Hashem L'kecha lo yi alecha Elohim Achirim. Lo yelecha is b'derech yach in b'lashon yichid. This yachid yichlecha. It's not lo yelechem. Why not? Lo yelecha when it's lecha when you are all as one. Lo yelecha Elohim Achirim. You're not going to have any other gods. When we have achdus, we're going to be on the highest level of kedusha and ruchnias. Why is that? Why is achdus so important as far as our own ruchnias? I just want to explain as follows. So I saw it brought down Likutei Maharan for preparing for Hashanah. We have to teach a little Torah from Nachman. A little Torah from Nachman. Nachman tells us him and Rosh Hashanah are one. We're not yearning. No one here. We're not yearning to be an Uman. But we're yearning to be with Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashanah and Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh. So Alvai will be with Rav Nachman, but in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh. And I saw, actually, I don't remember exactly, but Rav Itcher Meyer, I remember last year seeing one by his base medrash. Were you with me, Shlomo Yaakov, maybe? Who, you were with me? I don't know, but we saw on his base medrash he had a sign up when we went.
Blackbird.
And he had, no, but he had a sign up. And he writes, and he wrote that, I don't remember the cheshbon, how he proved it and what it was, but he said, somehow Rav Nachman's already in Eretz Yisrael, that there's no reason to go to Uman anymore. I think last year he didn't go to Uman already. I don't own Rosh Hashanah. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Okay, forget that. But I remember seeing this.
I don't know.
We should zeichen b'shech tzakeinu b'mherimeinu and be tanzing in Yishlayim and Rosh Hashanah together with Rav Nachman. So he writes as follows in Torah Samach Beis. He says, Shalom, peace. Listen to what he says. Shalom is Rashi Tevos, Vida Ma Shetoshiv Lapikoiris. Vida is the Vav of Shalom, Ma is the Mem of Shalom, Shetoshiv is Shin, Lapikoris. And he continues, Ki Al Yedea Shalom, when you have peace, which Achdus and oneness, Yodea Lahoshiv Al Bikoris Shabalibo. You'll know how to answer an apikoros. Apikoros is completely against God. But when you have peace, you're going to be one with God, we're saying. How so? Why? So I was thinking about this. First of all, when you have achdus, it means you care about each other and you're giving to each other. So you're going to care to be there to answer the questions and be mashpia on each other in a positive way. And MS always sees through. But when there's no achdus, so whoever is not believing close to God, no one's listening to each other, and there's going to be, obviously, apikorsim in the world. But when there's achdus, I'm going to be a makabel, I'm going to listen to my friend, I'm going to care about what he has to say, and I'll ultimately be brought to see the MS, perhaps. Truth is interesting. He says, L'hashav al-apikors shabalibo. He's talking about the apikoros in one's own heart as well. What's Rav Nachman saying there? You know what Rav Nachman saying there, Chevra? Let me just go off on a tangent for a minute. Each and every one of us is an apikoros on some level. Chas v'sham lolin. None of us are apikoros. But what I mean by that is, Ein tzadik bar shol yachta. Ein tzadik bar shol yachta. If there's no tzadik in the world that doesn't sin, it means each and every one of us, at some point in our life, at some point is an apikoros. You can't sin and actually say at that moment, I'm believing in God. When you sin, when you do something wrong, for that moment, you're not believing in God. For that moment, you're not truly, deeply believing in Hashem. You're believing in some other koyach and yourself more than God. For that moment. So every one of us has a little bit of apikorsis within us. If you have shalom, what does it mean to be shalom? It means I'm shalom with the world, I'm shalom with myself, I'm shalom with Torah, I'm shalom with God. Then you destroy dama lahosh of lapikoris. You guys know Chevra is holding in Rav Chana's Mamar and Amuna, Rav Chana Wasserman has a Mamar and Amuna. It's tremendous. And he asks, if believing in God and Torah is the most simple thing in the world, every single one of us, it's the most simple logical thing in the world, right? Lamaisa, you see this sefer, this Likutei Maharan. If I told you that I took a cup of ink and I spilled it from the sky and it fell on this sheet and it ended up like this, you'd say I'm crazy, it's impossible. If I told you this tie, the way I made this tie, last night I took a bunch of thread, threw it in the air, and it intertwined together and came out with this tie, you'd say you're nuts. But the world with all its intricate details, a human being, just myself, the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to speak. I raise my hand because I think I want to raise my hand. I got no batteries inside, it's crazy. How's that work? You can tell me that? Oh, Big Bang, something just happened. It's the most simple thing. So then, if that's true, it's so posh that there had to be a creator when you have a world that's so perfect and so unbelievable. There had to be a creator. Why could it be that great minds, great philosophers as Aristotle didn't believe in God? How could it be? So Rav Chana Wasserman explains there. It's a tremendous piece. He explains that these individuals were Balei Taiva. And we're all Balei Taiva on some level. And they want to do and give in to physical pleasures in all different types of ways. But if I believe in God, I believe that God left an instruction manual, the Torah. Now suddenly I have these rules of life, regulations of life, but then that's for my neshama, but my goof wants to do every avera under the sun. I want to be involved, I want to be hanging out with this girl and doing this avera and doing that type of, and being lazy as could be, and waking up late and ich weiß nicht. But then I'm going to constantly have a life of contradiction and a life of misery, because no one likes to struggle. So I'm going to convince myself there's no God. I'm going to create all different types of scientific reasonings and proofs. Well, suddenly no God, now I can do whatever I want. It's all mind, psychological mind game. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. So where's the apikorsis come from? A lacking of shalom. If I'm shalom with myself and shalom with the world, shalom with God, da'am Allah hashav apikorsis. But let's get back to our point. And the point is, when there's achdus, we can be mashbiya on others, we can care about others, we can bring up their ruchnias, bring up Klal Yisrael's ruchnias to a halakha point. And that's what we're saying Chet HaEgel was. And therefore our avodah during these special days. What one can reach with achdus and caring about others. And Vada, everybody in this room looking around, everyone is a Baal Midas. Everyone knows Baruch Hashem. Everybody knows each other here. You look around, nobody's a jerk, nobody's a mean person. But how many of us are only merely reactive Bali Rachimim? How many of us are proactive Bali Chesed? Are we looking to care for others? Are we looking to help others? Are we looking to be mashpia on others, or it's all about our own learning? Are we looking to try to find somebody to learn with, to be mashpia on them, and to build them a little bit? Specifically during Yimei Elul, that's what perhaps these days are for. And we have no idea through Achdus what Ruchnius can come from it, we're saying. What Rav Nachman's saying, what the Heilige Beis Halevi is saying. Shmuel Brazil also, he brought down this read of this pasuk. In Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov's going and meeting Rachel for the first time, so the pasuk says, listen to this, mamash tremendous. Perek Chavtes Pasuk Beis. He saw there was a well. And there were three flocks of sheep, and they were laying beside it. From this well, they're going to drink. However, there was a big stone on top of the well. Ein mayim ala toira beruchnius. The Evan is what the Yetahara Ayin Shom in the Gemara and Kedushin, Chveis Nishlam and Amabez, one of the connections to Yetahara is an Evan, is a stone. The stone is the Yetahara holding back the mayim. So you have a stone holding back all the Torah and all the Ruchnias. So how do you get rid of it? Let's read the next pasuk. V'nesvu shama ko adarim. And what happened? The shepherds gathered together, v'nesvu. The galu asa evan me'al pia be'er v'hishku et atzon. And they're able to take away the stone from the mouth of the well and give to drink from the water. When we have achdus, we could remove all the impediments. When we have achdus, we could reach levels of ruchnias that we don't even understand, and we have to care for each other on a Klal Yisrael level. And if it's going to be on a Klal Yisrael level, it'll be on a Prati level. But there's another step in what achdus means. That's in caring for others and being there for others. But I want to take it one step further. Of what true empathy and care and midos tovos on the highest level means. There's another avoda for these days. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Gimel and Aleph says, "Va'amar Rava, Kol Hamaavir al Midosav, Mavirin Lo al Kol Pshaav." What we spoke about until now was definitely a derech of tikkun to reach levels of kedusha. So it will obviously be mezake b'din during these days. But there's another way. If you're maver al midosav, the Gemara promise you mavirin lo al kol pshav, not al kol pshav. What does it mean to be maver al midosav? Rashi and Rashi and Yudayin explains what it means is that when someone does wrong to you, someone does something not good to you, and this happens to every single one of us. Let's be real. Whether it's a friend, whether it's a chavrusa, whether it's a family member, a parent, a sibling, a teacher, a rebbe, someone does something you're upset about. So naturally, we're very upset about it, and we want to deal with it, and we want to take some level of nekama, and we want to be upset at that person, and we have to get back at that person, whatever it might be, in so many different ways, and tell other people about how terrible that person. But if you're able to be ma'aver al midosav, to just let it be, to let it slide, ma'avirin lo kol pshav, Hashem will let all your pshav slide. Imagine. Imagine, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, wait a minute, this guy is willing, when he's hurt, when he's done wrong too, let it all slide. So he did bad all year long, he did a lot wrong to me. But how can I not follow suit? How can I not do the same? I'm going to let it slide for him. Mamash Kedushas Levi, the Berditchever, if you open up from last week's parasha, Parasha Shoftim, and just read the beginning, the first few words. He says this beferish. It's incredible the way he says it. I have to read it to you. Not to read the entire Torah, just the beginning. Dinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyfet eknes Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us. Bevo yom ha-mishpah goydol rachmim chasadav. It's going to come upon the day of judgment. It's coming sooner and sooner, chavra. Achsrichim esruzot lato. Lo'oyrer es amidah shal rachman eslumala. We need... It's Rus Vatta. We need a stir from below. We have to do something below here to bring about mercy. What could we do to bring chesed upon us? If we don't deserve, we've done wrong, we could all think about things. Let's be real. Were we Amal B'Torah on the level we should have? Did we daven Kavanah the way we should have? Were we as nice as we could to everyone we know? And I'm not even going to mention all these surim, the Shmir Sinayim, Lo Aleinu. So how could we need chesed? We don't want din. We need big time chesed. So he says, "Kisha'anu lamata." When we below, misnagim bechesed umalamdin tzchus al kolish misrael ledoin lekav tzchus. We go and judge everyone else favorably, and we look at everyone in a favorable way. Hashem will also say, I have to be in line with Chavchus, I have to judge them favorably. Hashem judges us the way we judge each other. Hashem judges us the way we look at others. Hashem judges us the way we act towards others. So what's our avodah chevra? What's our avodah vati saying? To care about others, to mashpi on others, to be makari of others. To be ma'avar midosav, to work on every area of empathy and care and sympathy and be mevatlin ourselves for others. But what does that really mean? What could we do? Vada, okay, we could set up a chavrus with someone else. Vada, tomorrow we could go to our mother, our father, and say, what can we do to prepare for Shabbos and care for others and do whatever it is? And vada, the next time someone does wrong to us, we're just going to let it slide. And vada, if we see someone, chvesnish, do something, we're going to be down like havschus. But b'mehus, what can we do? So I think the answer lies in the following Torah. The Heligus Ashalom of Bells. He says on the famous words, the famous pasuk you all know in Mishlei, Kimayim Panim El Panim. And the pasuk, Kain Leva Adam La Adam, right? Kimayim Panim El Panim, Kain Leva Adam Ba Adam. The pasuk says, "Kamayim panim upanim," like water. When you look in water, panim al panim, you look in with your face, and the face looks right back at you. Kamayim panim upanim, kain leva adam adam. So to the heart of man to another man. Basically, what it's saying, the pasuk Mishlei Shlomo Melech teaching us, the way we look at others, the way we act towards us, they're going to act back towards us. Just like if you look in the water, if you smile at the water smiles back at you, right? It acts as a mirror. If you look mad at the water, it's going to look bad back at you. So if you're nice to someone else, they're going to be nice back to you. If you're mean to someone else, they're going to be mean back to you. If you smile at someone, they'll smile at you. Mamish, a deep psychological Torah from the Heilig of Mishlei. But the Sar Shalom Mibels asks, why use such a mashal of water? Vad, it's true, water can reflect how you look into it. But why not more pashut? Talk about a mirror. Talk about a chaloyin. Talk about a mirror, a window, something you're looking straight at. What that's going to reflect back at you. Why water specifically? So listen to this, Hashalom Ebel, such a Torah. Emes is, I know, I said this over years and years ago at some point, but I don't think with any of this chevra. In order to look into the water and see your reflection, you have to first bend down and bend over. You have to first lower yourself to look into the water. to look in a mirror, you look straight. The Pasuk in Mishlei is trying to teach us how to treat others, how to care about others, how to look at others with a heart, with sympathy, with empathy, with care. You know how you have to do that? You have to first be willing to lower oneself. You have to first be willing to be mevatel oneself. And that's when you'll give and not stop giving to others. I read a story this week, the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim had a bacher in his yeshiva, tremendous bacher, and the bacher was asked to come to some particular village, a small village a little bit away, to come spend Rosh Hashanah with them, to mechazik this small little village. To give him chizik, to give Torah, but they didn't have a rav, they didn't have a rabbi, it was a small little village. And they asked him at least for Rosh Hashanah, this bachur was being asked. And he thought about it for a while, he was struggling big time. On one hand, okay, to give over and be mechazik to oilam is important. On the other hand, to spend the Rosh Hashanah with the Chavetz Chaim, to spend the Rosh Hashanah with Yisrael Meir HaKoyen Kagan, to spend Rosh Hashanah with the Malach Al Haaretz, we can't even imagine what that was. I look forward every year to spending Yom HaKippurim with, as Rav Nevelzel says, the Kohen Gadol Mamish, Rav Katz, Shlita, Shev Gezunt, and Shvi Zoicha for many, many years. The Chavetz Chaim, talking about a Kohen, the Heilige Chavetz Chaim, and the Bachar, he was going back, should I go get Chizik, should I stay with my Rebbe, the Rosh Hashiva, the Chavetz Chaim? And he finally answered them, he said, I'm so sorry, I can't come, I have to stay in Yeshiva. Somehow the Chavetz Chaim found out about this. Somehow Chavetz Chaim found out about this and found out about the decision. He went over to his bachar and he said to him twice, he said it in Yiddish, but he said to him basically, a man wasn't created for oneself, but was created to give to others. We weren't created for ourselves, we were created to give to others. Our avod is to give. Our avod is to care for each other. To be mevatel. Yevatel for himself. What a gevaldik Rosh Hashanah to be with the Chavetz Chaim. But does he realize what he could have done for others? How he could have cared for others? I remember personally, I'll tell you just a personal story. I don't like share like this, but it hit me. It's not anything me. It was a schus I had for many, many, many years. For many, many years, maybe 7-8 years, I had the schus to daven Yom HaKippurim in Yeshivas Shar Yashiv. Some of the Chevra Shar Yashiv, Bachram. Yeshiva Shar Yashiv. What a heilige davening. Baruch Hashem, for the past many, many years, I've been Yishlaim Yer HaKodesh, as we said with the Kohen Gadol Mamish, steps from Kodesh Kedashim, which I hope to never give up again in my life. But before I was zoicha to start that, when I had Baruch Hashem special people decided I should be there, before that, in my earlier years, so as a year, there was nowhere I would be besides for Shai Yashiv. I can't imagine there's anywhere more special, daven all of Chutz L'Aretz perhaps. I don't know. It's a davening. You davening 1,500 Yidden, caring about davening. And it used to be, we said a lot of Torah tonight from Rishmul Brazil. When I used to daven, Rishmul Brazil was the Baal Tefila. Rishmul Brazil was the Baal Tefila for Musaf, for Ne'ilah. Before that, it was Rav Steinzal. That was the last year of Steindaven. Mamish Meinol Haba. And for a few years, I had a very special schus to daven together with a tzaddik that a lot of us in this room are very close to, Lavi Greenspan. I don't even remember how it started, if you asked me or someone else hooked me up with it. I don't even remember, to be honest. But it was basically, I used to go myself and my very close friend, my chavrusa, Shlomo Kaufman, who's now lives in Cleveland and is a big doctor, radiation oncologist in the Cleveland Clinic. And a very special Ben Taira. Mamish, if you want to know what it means one day to be a Baal Bas, a Ben Taira, Baal Yer Shemayim, who's not in Klei Kodesh, there's no bigger role model I know in this world. And we had this list together. We would go every year together. We'd leave our mishpachas. It's Yom Kippur, you're not with your mishpacha anyways. I never stopped that minhag, now I just got our shul Baruch Hashem. So we go and we dive in together with Lavi Greenspan, and what we do is we would switch off. So Lavi is a tzaddik, and as many of you know, he knows davening by heart generally during the week, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, obviously the tefillahs are very different. Everyone in this room knows that Lavi
is a suma, is blind. And so Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, well, Rosh Hashanah I never daven with him, but Yom Kippur, so the tefillos are so different. You needed someone to daven. Basically, you daven your own Shemoneh Esrei, word for word, a little bit loud, standing right next to him, so he could hear your words, and he would be repeating the Shemoneh Esrei the entire time. And again, some parts he'd be able to take over by himself, obviously, and you'd be able to daven by yourself. But what we did was, so that we'd also have the opportunity to have our own Shemoneh Esreis, where we wouldn't have to say it like that, we'd switch off Shemoneh Esreis throughout all of Yom Kippur, myself and my chavrusa, my close chaver, Shlomo Kaufman. And I remember the first year, and I had the schluss of that for many years, the first year thinking to myself, okay, it's very special, Vad, I'll do it for Lavi, and special, but like, when you're davening together with someone else, you can't daven with a certain same kavanas. At times you want to stop and be able to think about it and be my machshava, and like, it takes away a little bit. Okay, fine, it was only every other Shemoneh Esrei, but by the end of that first year, mamish, I realized, what great, if I'm going to have any zchusim in this world, and any zchusim up in Shemayim, and be mezakeh v'din, what greater zchus than my tefillos of Yom Kippur, within the tefillah of Yom Kippur, I have the zchus, unbelievable, to be able to be a nisein at the same time. It was like the biggest zchus in the world. And I realized there can't be any higher way to daven Shemoneh Esrei than that, on Yom Kippurim. And I looked forward every single year, and it was the biggest zchus in the world, till can't give up going to Eretz Yisrael, Yishalayim, Mer Kodesh. That's a different cheshbon. But if I was in America, I would find Levi again and ask him at least if he'd be willing. I don't know who davens them now, and because I can't imagine. This is the biggest chus in the world. And that's what we're saying tonight. To be a noisin. When you be a noisin, you're alive and you're full of kedusha, and there can be no bigger chus. Kol mavar midosav, mavrin lo kol pshav. Everything's taken away. Rabbi Ari Leibowitz told me this week, he heard it from Ramosha Bamberger. He said that in Yisrael you have two different, now that Rabbi Leibowitz is a Landers man. Rabbi Bamberger is the Mashkiach in Landers, for those who don't know. Very special person. It's supposed to have a little bit of a kesher with him. Really love him. Sister-in-law is actually a very close friend of my wife as well. Anyways, Lameisa. Not sure why that's important information, but it just is. This is because Aaron David brought this. You see, Aaron? Okay, anyways, Lameisa. Anyways, Lameisa. Lameisa, so. So Lameisa, Rabbi Leibowitz told me, that Rabbi Bamberger told him, he asked the following question. In Eretz Yisrael, you have two major bodies of water. The Kinneret and the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, which are complete opposites. The Dead Sea is completely dead. It's all salt water, there's nothing alive in it, as we all know. The Kinneret is delicious fresh water. What pshat? They both come from the Yarden, they both come from the Jordan River. How could it be that two bodies of water that are both... What's going on over here? We have two bodies of water. We can talk about it 5 minutes long. Two bodies of water were the same source of the water, and one of them's fresh and alive, and one of them's completely dead. He said, because the Dead Sea has no outlets. It's only a makabel. It doesn't give water to anywhere else. And the Kinneret is giving water to all of Eretz Yisrael. And when you're only a makabel, you're just accepting, you're dead. But when you're giving to others, you're full of life. Your mamish full of life. You're full of kedusha, you're full of ruchnias. And we have to lower ourselves and care about others. The Sfas Emes brings down one of the other allusions to Elul is in Tehillim Kapitel Kuf, as we all know. And the words there says, "Hu osanu v'lo anachnu." And the words "lo anachnu" has a Kri and a Ksiv. The Ksiv is with "lo" lamed aleph. The Kri is lamed vav. Lamed vav and lamed aleph together is Elul. What's pshat? If "lo anachnu" lamed aleph, if "lo anachnu" we are nothing. You look at yourself as nothing, only caring about others. then lo, to him, to the Rabbona Shel Menachem, we will be. And that's the whole entire Yisoid of all of El. Lefi the Beis HaLevi, that's what it is. It's not Chas V'Shalom L'Chei Te'egel to be metaking it by caring about it, it's by giving to others. We can't just be saying the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim when we start Slichos. We have to be living the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And that's, by the way, the Feirish in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Mevayis, says, listen to the words, Melameh Chinis Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'Shliach Tzibur, K'Shliach Baruch Hu towels overhead like a Shliach Tzibur, the Horolo Moshe Seder Tzvila K'Seder Azeh. I'm sorry. Parallel Moshe said to Tefila, he showed him the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, Hashem Hashem. Amar Lo, and he said to him, Kol Zman Yisrael Chotin, anytime we sin, Yasu Lefanai Kaseder Azeh. Doesn't say Yomru, not just say Hashem Hashem. Yasu Lefanai. You have to live the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. You have to live as in a sense of giving, of being compassionate, of caring about others. Thus is our avodah during these days. In these halakha days of El, days when we completely are mavatal ourselves for others in the deepest of ways. I read an amazing story just to end with, from the Radushitzer Rav Rebbe. Shmuel Brazil brought down this story as well. He said as follows, listen closely. He said, the Rebbe had a chassid who for many, many, many years was not able to have children. And would constantly be coming to the Rebbe and asking for brachas and to daven for him. And the Rebbe would give brachas and daven with no hatzlacha. One time, the Rebbe's brother, who was known as a big Balmai face, big miracle worker, big tzaddik, was around, and this man who had no children met him, and he asked him for a bracha, for a child. He's been not zoich of a child so many years. And the Rebbe's brother said to him, if you come be by me Rosh Hashanah, you'll be zoich to a child within a year. The chassid was amazed by this. He was excited. He goes to the Rebbe to ask him about his brother. Is it true? The Rebbe says, my brother's an amazing Baal Mei face. If he said that, for sure you're going to have a child. You should go. For sure go. No question. Okay? This was maybe a little bit before Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah finally comes along. And it's Rosh Hashanah night. And the Rebbe gets to Shul. And he couldn't believe his eyes. Sitting there in the shtibel. Sitting there is this very chassid. The chassid that he told to go to his brother. His brother said, if you come to me, Rosh Hashanah, you'll be zoich to children. He's sitting there in shul. What's going on? And the Rebbe goes over to him. He says, I don't understand. What are you doing here? He says, I want you to know, it took a long time. I was cheshbon. I was going back and forth. I really wanted to go with my wife. And we said, and we believed you, and we knew it could be a zchus to, after all these years, finally have a child. But then we realized, if we go to your brother for Rosh Hashanah, we're zoich to a child. What are all the Rebbe's Chassidim going to see? What are all the Rebbe's Chassidim going to say? That your brother is a much bigger Baal Mefes than you. Your brother is a much bigger miracle worker, could give much bigger brachas, is much holier. And lo aleinu, chas v'shalom, all the Chassidim will leave the Rebbe, and they'll all go to his brother. And it'll be such a bizarre for the Rebbe, we decided it's not worth it, we can't leave that, we can't allow that to happen, we'll stay here Rosh Hashanah. And the Rebbe was so amazed by this mindset. He looks at his chassid and says, I promise you now, Bez Hashem, during this year you'll be zeichet to a child. And kach haver. Within the year he had a child. And the Rebbe, when he had the child, the Rebbe went over to his chassid, I want you to know something. You weren't zeichet to this child because I'm such a gevaldik Baal Mefes. My brother's a much bigger Baal Mefes than me. That's true and still is true. But when you were mevatel yourself for me, at that moment you gained the koyach to be zeichet to this child. It's because of what you were doing. When we give up for others, we're mevatel ourselves for others. That's when we're metakin chet ego. That's the ultimate maviranes midoisa of maviranes kolpshav. That's the achdus of the shofar. And that's what all these days of Elul are about, to lower ourselves for others, and that tzchus will be mezak b'din, b'zoicha, d'ksiv chsim ha-toiva, a gugu ben jyor, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, for each one of us individually, and for Gantz Klal Yisrael, b'achtus, as we'll be zoicha, b'achtus, to greet Mashiach, z'keinu, b'mheira b'yameinu.